Good morning, everyone. Welcome to church this morning, and this is our special family service morning, and also as we come to sing our carols tonight, you're very welcome, both to this service and to the service this evening. Good to see you all here, and it's good to see the kids. They're going to make a grand entrance when I'm talking, and why not, eh? So you're very welcome to our service today. We trust you'll enjoy it. We trust that the Lord will be with us and bless us as we listen to the ministry from the youngsters. Just to let you know that our evening service is in the form of a carol service, when several different people will be taking part and will be having our scripture readings, our Christmas readings, and also we'll be singing our Christmas carols. And Andrew, God willing, will be bringing the epilogue. And then right after that service, there will be... I know you're not listening to me at all. You'll just have to listen the second time. Right after the carol service this evening, there will be tea and refreshments after the carol service this evening. So therefore, we have our family service this morning, we have our carol service this evening at 6 o'clock, followed by tea and eatables, and then the incoming week is actually quite sparse. On Tuesday night, we have a prayer meeting, the prayer meeting only, and it'll be from 7:30 to 8:30. For our carol, for our prayer meeting. And then next Christmas, next Sunday is what day? Boys, what day is next Sunday? What is it? It's Christmas morning. Now, Christmas morning service will be at what time? 10 o'clock. So it would be nice to see you here on Christmas morning. And of course, the children will be here with all whatever they get. That's at 10 o'clock. Please come and join with us as we celebrate the greatest event that man had ever known, and the greatest coming that ever, and the greatest excitement that ever happened was the coming of Christ into this world. And so do please come on Christmas morning, but remember, it will be at 10 o'clock. Now, before we do anything more, we're going to bow together in prayer, and then we're going to sing two carols together. And just last week, on Thursday, Clifford Johnson was diagnosed with having COVID, so he contracted COVID in the hospital, and so we want to pray for him, and we want to pray for all others that are suffering from what I understand from my hearing on the airwaves is that there's a very bad flu going around, and it's worse even than COVID. So we need to pray about all of these things. So let's pray together in prayer. Let's pray together as we commit this gathering to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for bringing us together here this morning. We thank you for the boys and girls. And Lord, we thank you for what they have come and prepared to do for us this morning. And we pray that you will bless them, that they will be a blessing to us. Thank you that they're already a blessing in their families. Thank you that they're already a gift from God. Thank you that they're already little souls for whom Christ died. And Lord, we pray for them this morning as they would minister to us. We ask, Lord, for us as we... And Lord, we get excited when we see the children. We're thrilled to see them. But Lord, help us also to be thrilled in the presence of God. As we sing these great choruses and carols, as we lift up our hearts in praise to the great event, the greatest event that ever came, that ever happened, Lord, in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. May we really and truly enter into the spirit of it. We ask, Lord, too, for those who are not able to be here because they're sick or in hospital or growing frail. And we would remember, Lord, Clifford Johnson today. We thank you, Lord, for seeing Sydney with us this morning, and thank you for the miracle that you wrought in his life, and that he's as well as he is to be able to be here. And for all others, Father, that have come through traumatic circumstances and situations this past year, and Lord, here they are today with a heart full of praise and thanksgiving. We ask, Lord, that you'll fill our hearts and fill our mouths with praise to God for all that he has done for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. We're going to get you to stand and sing our first two carols, and we'll stand and sing for both of them. Come and join the celebration, and then I'll tell you what the next one is. Thank you very much, band, and let's stand during the introduction. Thank you. Let's all stand. Let's sing together. standing. Stay standing. We'll sing our next song, which is See Him Lying on a Bed of Straw. All right. Thank you very much. Seated. Thank you very much. There's one other further announcement, and that is that Stephen and Heather Cuthbert's prayer letter is in the foyer. Hands up those of you who always remember to take the prayer letters that have been announced. Hands up. Yeah, very few. Listen, will you all be able to put your hand up next week and say I took that prayer letter and Stephen and Heather Cuthbert's prayer letter as they start into another year or finish another year in the Lord's service. Now, boys and girls, I'm sure Heather Steenson and all the helpers are very nervous. Do you think, are they? And they're nervous because they want you to do well, don't they? Well, I tell you what, just to get rid of their nerves, why don't we do a little bit of a shake? And we'll all say, get rid of all those nerves and all that apprehension. Because we're here in the family of God, we're here before the Lord, and the Lord knows in our hearts that we want to do the very best we can, doesn't he? So get rid of all those nerves, stand up and give yourself a wee bit of a shake, come on ahead, up, yeah, stand up and give yourself a wee shake, come on, that's it, Samuel, that's it, yes, that's it. I hope you're more obedient from alright, thank you very much, Heather. We're going to hand over now the Stepping Stones and Tiny Steps, and they're going to bring us through their program. Thank you very much.
Remember? We're not singing for ourselves. We're not singing for our moms and dads and our aunties and uncles. Who are we singing to today?
God.
And we're going to sing really well, aren't we? Really
well. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Therefore the Lord himself will give you sight. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Luke chapter 2 verse 10 to 11. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy which will be to all people. There is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord."
However, Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah in the days of Herod the king. Behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen the star in the east and have come to worship him."
And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented to him gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus.
He will be great, and he will be the son of Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.
Well, many thanks to the boys and girls. You really did enjoy that, didn't you? I want to tell you, boys and girls, it was perfect. Perfect. And you were singing and you were speaking and you're reading about God's perfect gift to us. And that's what makes it perfect. Now, there are one or two things we want to pray about, and we want to come to the Lord in prayer before we sing our next carol. So let's bow together in prayer. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the message of Christmas. We thank you that Christ is the message and the gift of God's salvation through him. We thank you, Lord, for every boy and girl and every teacher that has been involved. We thank you for Heather that heads up the stepping stones and the tiny steps. And for everybody who sacrifices their time, Lord, to help these boys and girls come to know more about Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that you will bless them and may it be a blessed year. Thank you for the blessing of this past year, even through different and changing circumstances God has undertaken for them. And we pray for the incoming year, Lord, that these children may grow up to know the Lord Jesus Christ and that their parents may appreciate all that the Lord has done for them as well. We pray for Clifford in hospital. We ask, O God, that he may know a healing touch. We pray for Emily Thompson, Father, that she too may know God's healing on her body and she'll recover from her latest medical issues. We pray, Father, for all those who are feeling lonely and sad and alone, those who see nothing other than doom and gloom. And Father, we pray that in that doom and gloom, the light of God's glory will shine upon them and that the Christ who came, that brought light, that lightened this universe, will light of every darkened heart. And Father, for the gift of God's salvation and what Christmas really is all about. Thank you, Lord, for thinking of us. Thank you, Lord, that you preempted our circumstances, our situations. You stepped into this world of darkness through the person of your Son. We thank you, Lord, that Christmas means God invites all to come to faith in Christ. We too pray, Lord, also for the offering that is given as we leave the church. Thank you, Lord, for those offerings that help the work and encourage the work, and pray that every gift and every giver will be used to the glory of God and the extension of his kingdom. And so, Father, we pray now as we sing our next song and as we listen to the message, we ask, Lord, that you will be unto us all that we need, that God will be in the very center of all that we'll do and all we'll say. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. We're going to sing our next song, which is Away in a Manger. No Crib for a Bed Must Stand, please. Thank you. Amen. You may be seated. We're going to read from God's Word. We're going to read one further passage that tells us all about Christmas. It tells us about Simeon. And Simeon, who was well versed in Judaism and the prophecies of the Messiah, finally comes face to face, and he lifts up He who created the world. He lifts up He who will be the Savior of the world. He actually lifts up He who will lighten the world and shed light into a dark universe. And he stares him in the eyes and says, "Now my eyes have seen and beheld the Savior of the world." And what I'm going to try and endeavour to do, boys and girls, is try to help you and your mums and dads and those listening online to behold the One who will lighten up their world and help them to see that He is the greatest gift that you can receive. Now I have about 10 questions to ask you. So can you put on your thinking caps? Let me see you. Lift your hand above your head. Yes. And put on your thinking cap. And as I read through the passage, you think about some of these questions. They're not really hard. I think you'll be able to answer them from experience. So let's read together, first of all, from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, and I'm reading from verse 25 to verse 32. And the title of the message is, "The Greatest Gift." The Greatest Gift. "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and he blessed God and said," isn't that amazing? "He took the Son of God up in his arms and he blessed God." I think that is absolutely amazing. "And he said this, 'Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel.'" And there's one other little verse, boys and girls, that's found in 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 15, and it says this: "Now thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift." Or in other words, in Paul's language, "Thank you, Lord, for a gift so wonderful I'm lost for words." Now you've got your thinking caps on. Can you think of one thing that you really want this Christmas? Hands up, don't shout it out. One thing you really want. Yes? You want a surprise? Well, that's the best answer. A surprise. That's a child and he's not greedy. Yes, Caleb? You want a present? Mummy, is he going to get a present? Anybody else? One thing you... Yes, Jacob? A what? Electric one? No, just... Oh, you're a wise man. You see, these electric ones have been near killed 10 times since they've been let loose. That's a good boy. That's a good gift. Yes? You want a dinosaur? All right. Yeah, yes, you. Another Christmas tree? Yes. Abigail? A robot? Okay, so have you put in a hint for Mommy and Daddy? Have you hinted to Santa, did you? All right, that's the first question. Now, this is a little bit more puzzling. Did you get what you wanted for last Christmas? Did you? Some said no. Some said I can't remember. All right, well, I want you to think of this. I want you to really think of this. Can anybody remember what they got last Christmas? Yes, Jacob. You got a bike, but you're a quick boy. Yes. Oh, can you remember? Yes. Now, thinking caps on again. Can anybody remember what they got 3 years ago? Can anybody remember what they got 4 years ago? Can anybody remember what they got 5 years ago? I was far too young. I wasn't even born some years here. And here's the next question. What you've got in the last 3 years, is it still working? Do you still have it? Oh, you see, sometimes we get gifts, and they're all exciting, and we're looking forward to them, and we unwrap them with so much excitement, there's fly, paper flying everywhere. Boy, I just can't wait. And the next thing, here we are a few years later, and it's probably worn out, or if you've grown out of it, or it is, it's just broken. Well, here's my next question. Put on your thinking cap. If you left the decision for what you get for Christmas without dropping any hints whatsoever, what do you think Mommy and Daddy would get you? A new tie for school? Huh? Or turnips for your dinner? How's of those of you who would like a year's supply of cabbage for your dinner? Or a new set of pencils and colouring crayons for schoolwork? And isn't it interesting? What do you think would be the most important that you'd get? A year's supply of food that will keep you alive? Or a toy that you'll get fed up with after a couple of weeks? Or clothes that will keep you warm until you grow out of them? Isn't it interesting that whenever God thought about you and me, I'm so glad he didn't leave the choice with me. And you know why I'm glad he didn't leave the choice with me? Because who knows what I'd have chosen? I wouldn't have chosen a turnip for a year's supply of turnips, would you? No. Brussels sprouts? Who loves Brussels sprouts? You do! Oh dear me. They're nice done with, and so does Karen, they're nice done with bacon. Whenever God thought about you and I, now you have to think about this. He sent his son, and his son brought the greatest gift. Can anybody remember what the greatest gift was? No? Yes? No? Yes? No? The greatest gift was salvation through faith in Christ. Now, I have three things that I want to say to you, and I'll try and keep you interested in what I'm going to say, but I want mummies and daddies to hear me as well. The gift that God sent to you and I was personal. Whenever Simeon lifted up Jesus in his arms, says, "My eyes have seen your salvation." How come Simeon was sitting there, or standing there, whatever the case might be, and he had the light of the world, the creator of the world, in his hands, and he says, "I am now happy to go to my death, because I have seen your salvation." That tells me one thing, boys and girls. If God saw that you and I needed salvation, then we need salvation. We need God's salvation. Simeon, in seeing Jesus and holding him in his arms, raised Jesus and raised and looked into the face of Jesus, and he says, "There is my salvation right there." You see, a lot of people have made Christmas about presents, and they've made it about tinsel and baubles and parties and everything. Whenever God thinks about Christmas, he thinks about your salvation and mine. And mine. Simeon saw in Jesus the long-awaited Savior. He came to die for our sins. Now, hands up those of us who know that we're all sinners. You see, we all do bad stuff. We don't intend to do bad stuff, and sometimes the bad stuff just comes out of us. And God knew that that bad stuff comes from a problem of within, and it's called S-I-M, sin. And he saw that the whole world was born in sin and shapen in iniquity, and he sent the gift of his son so that he might bring the gift of God's salvation to you and I. Listen, The toy you get this Christmas, you'll not remember two Christmases from now. The clothes, listening, the clothes that you get this Christmas, if you're eating and you're growing, you'll not fit into them this time next year. See, you won't. But God's salvation is for you and me personally, every day of our lives. That's the first thing. God's gift to you is personal. Are you listening now? God's gift to us is perfect. It was as you were singing, I was saying those children are so perfect in what they're saying. And their message was perfect. I have to say, Heather, you and the class, the helpers, you did a really good job. I loved all those. I think we should give them another wee round of applause because the helpers did excellent. And what about this wee being that surprised me with a fiddle playing? I thought Samuel Carson was the only man that could play this. And you were note perfect. And thank you for that. And one day we'll be able to use it in the church. But one day, or as I was listening to you, I was thinking, do you know what makes the children, those children's presentation, their whole little program that they made for us today, you know what made it perfect? Is the message that you were bringing. The message you were bringing. Let me give you a few things about how perfect this gift is. God didn't send us toys, but this gift brings us the greatest joy that we can ever experience. You know, there's an awful lot of doom and gloom around exams after Christmas, or exams before Christmas, or maybe results that come, and I'm not sure how well I did, and there can be a wee bit of doom and gloom, and I'm not sure how things are going to work out, or I don't know what this year's going to bring for me, and there can be an awful lot of darkness and more fear. But God gives us a gift. Even though toys will run out and they'll burn out and they'll whatever and they'll wear out, this gift brings the greatest joy. That's why the carol writer said, "Joy to the world." Is your heart full of joy today? Mums and dads, is your heart full of joy today? Is it full of joy because the husband or the daddy made the dinner? Oh, that'll be a disaster. No, the reason that our hearts should be full of joy is because Christ has come to bring joy to our doom and gloom. And the world burst into song that gloomy night in Bethlehem when Christ was born. Joy to the world! The Lord has come. God didn't send you clothing. Mind you, He does clothe us. And the Bible says that even the birds in the air, they don't have to worry and toil and spin, but they are greatly clothed. They don't have to worry. But listen to this. He gave us the only necessary clothing that will make us acceptable to God. Can any of the teachers know what that is? Will we ask a teacher? Do you want me to pick on you? Hands up those who think they know. Teachers. Any teacher, say, go on, don't be afraid. Yes. The cloak of righteousness. Bang on. I sometimes get new clothes. You might see some next Sunday. And I've got a special item that I'm going to wear next Sunday morning at 10 o'clock because it's a gift from somebody in the church here. But some of the gifts we get, now some people think this is a new suit, but I have this suit now 4 years. And I'm only now fitting into it because I'm expanding in stature. But nothing that we can wear physically will ever make us acceptable to God. Mummies and daddies, you listen to this. The only thing that makes us acceptable to God is if we're clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Whenever God sees you and me, He sees perfection. That's why it's important to accept Christ as your Savior. He didn't send us toys because I know that he knew the toys would burn out and wear out and we grew out of them. He didn't send us clothes because He said, well, although He does clothe us, but He sent us greater clothes, the righteousness of Christ. You know what else He didn't? He didn't send us, what is it? He didn't send us school books, but He sent us the greatest teacher. The Holy Spirit. Whenever we accept Christ as our Savior, He sends the Holy Spirit into our lives to help us be better people, to help us to grow, to be more like him. In fact, let me read one or two things to you. Some people aren't very happy with themselves. They don't like the way they lose their temper. And sometimes they don't like the way they look. And they don't like the things that have happened to them in the past. And they don't like the things that they're facing in the future. And there's an awful lot of things they don't like about life. But the Holy Spirit comes in and helps us accept ourselves for who we are. For when we accept him, we begin to reveal the person of Christ through our lives. And gives us peace and contentment. There's an awful lot of things I did when I was your age I wish I'd never done. But I want to tell you, I'm glad they're all gone. And the Holy Spirit comes and helps us to live right, to be right, and to look right. The Holy Spirit. It's a perfect gift. The Bible says, for by grace you are saved through. Will we all say this together? After two. One, two. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. So it's personal. It's perfect. Oh, I tell you what, I can remember getting a guitar whenever I was about 5 or 6 years of age. I don't know how Mummy could afford it those days, but she managed to get me one. And I broke a string on it. And I was so disappointed. I cried like a baby. Of course, I was only a baby anyway. This was my treasure. A wee guitar with catgut strings. It sounded awful. It looked cheap, but it was precious. God has given us great gifts. But he's given us the greatest gift of all. His Son, who brought the gift of salvation for every one of us. But you know what? Let me get down to your level now. There's an awful lot of people have still left that gift under the tree. Maybe your mommy and daddy has. And because they haven't, you haven't lifted it either. Can you imagine how your mummy and daddy would feel that if you got up in the morning at Christmas and you saw your name written on the present under the tree? Can you imagine? And it was still sitting there a week later. It's still sitting there a month later. It was still sitting there 2 months later. If it's still sitting there 6 months later, how would mummy and daddy feel? Sad. Absolutely right, wee man. I wonder how does God feel when he set a perfect gift and he sent a personal gift. Here's the last thing. It is a perpetual, let me get the right word because that's a bit too big. It's a permanent gift. It'll not grow out of this one. And it'll never wear out. And you'll never lose it. Because it's God's gift to you. And when God gives you a gift, he doesn't take it back. It's permanent. You see, for those bad days, it's still God's gift. You see, for those sad days, it's still God's gift. You see, for those glad days, it's still God's gift. You see, for those bitter days, cold days, wasn't it cold this last week or more, wasn't it? It's still God's gift to you and I. So, when you're thinking of the greatest gift, I can think of no greater gift than God's salvation that came personally to that came to the world 2,000 years ago, but comes personally to you right now. And for those of you who haven't accepted Christ, the best thing you could do is take it and unwrap it by faith and say, Lord, thank you for your gift. Just like Simeon did. Now my eyes have seen and I'm ready for whatever happens the rest of my life. Would you take it now? Look at those little gifts, those singing voices. Who was doing the singing? I know you were, weren't you? Who else was singing? And you, Lydia? Oh, weren't they brilliant? I'm going to give you a wee clap. I thought you were brilliant. And you see, you readers, I thought you were brilliant as well. In fact, I thought you were all brilliant. I'm going to give you a wee clap as well. All right, now. You know, the greatest gift he can give you is the gift of faith. To accept Christ as Savior and Lord. And God wants a gift back. Does anybody know what that gift is? Does anybody know what that gift is? God only wants one gift from you. Do you know, anybody know what it is? Abigail, do you know? He wants your heart. Right now. Right here. We'll bow together in prayer. Will we pray? And there might just be someone here now, and they want to receive that gift of salvation. So let's close our eyes, let's bow our heads, and let's just pray to God. Father, thank you for the greatest gift that ever was sent or ever given. The gift of salvation through Jesus Christ the Lord. Father, we pray that in the solemnity and the specialness of this service, we pray, dear God, that you will grant that ability, that desire, that heart and hunger to receive God's gift. That it won't be left under the tree, but it will be received and acted upon right now. And so, to dear Father, in the words of Desi Reed, thank you very much, Lord, for sending Jesus. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now, this is probably not a carol, but I think it will do well. I really like it. And it is, "Yet Not I." What gift of grace is Jesus, my Redeemer? Okay, what gift of grace? Thank you very much, man. Thank you. We'll all stand and sing together. heads together in prayer. And if that you've accepted that great gift, you're not going to leave it under the tree anymore. God's salvation. You're going to invite him and give him your heart. I'll be standing at the door on your way out. And you can say, Pastor, I've received God's gift of salvation today. Do you know what happens when you do that? The Bible says that the angels rejoice in heaven over one sinner that repents. Heaven throws a rejoicing party for every soul that comes to Christ. That's how happy heaven is. Let's pray. Father, we pray that as we leave from this place, that we will go with from here absolutely sure and certain that the greatest gift is not tinsel. It's not Christmas trees. It's not a scooter. It's not a doll. Though those things are nice. The greatest gift is what God has given us in the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us not to neglect it, but to receive it. For it is in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.